didn't start out with BV on tapes to get to those numbers. We didn't start out with it to capture the market. We put it in, by the way, to be a competing force and to draw your attention to the kind of potential abuse that we thought was there, which we now know is there, with a kind of power and pressure I never believed. And I am not going to take all afternoon to read you the horror stories of the people who say, I'm connected with such and such a system. I have $8,000 worth of their tapes in my basement. They will not take them back. And the others who were told to mortgage their houses, cash in their life insurance, told to go to the bank to borrow, because this big weekend seminar was so important. Well, that's extracting money. Let me talk to you about the legal side beyond price fixing. That deals with pyramids. That deals with the illegal operation of a business that does not have an end consumer, where the product is not retail. That would include all books and tapes. The sad news, folks, is that when those things go out that way and they become excessive beyond my 10 or 20% theoretical guideline, hopefully acceptable, to where it's a reasonable support system but not beyond the reasonable element, then it becomes an out-and-out illegal pyramid.